We begin the Kriyat Masechet, the Masechet is Tanyas. We begin with Daf Beis, and begin with the first Perek, Perek Me'emesai. Now the Masechet opens up with the ideas about rain, asking for rain, Mashvaruch Meredageshem, and the same Talmud Levracha. Now the reason why is because many Tanyas, which this Masechet is about fasting, were regarding the situation about rain in Eretz Yisrael. Now, moreover, related, as the Gemara will explain, this is a continuation of an idea mentioned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah about that there's a chiv to remember and to discuss and to ask Hashem for the idea of rain, and that's why our Mishnah opens up with the idea about rain. So the Mishnah begins. Me'imisayim maskirin gevuris kesham. From when is it that we recall the might of of Hashem bringing the rain? And that is when we say in davening, in the beginning of Mashavurach, Merda Geshem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu returns the wind and he brings the rain coming down. Now the Gemara is going to explain why is it called Gevuris Gesham, that it's Kadosh Baruch Hu's might, because the rain comes down with Hashem's Gevurah, as the Gemara will quote a pasuk, Eisa Gedailis, to show that it's an element of Kadosh Baruch Hu's might. So, but the Mishnah asks, when is it that we start recalling the idea about Mashavurach, Merda Geshem? So the Machalik is in our Mishnah. He says, "Miyam Tov Rishon Shel Chag," from the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, which is the beginning of the winter season, from that first day of Yom Tov is when we begin saying Mashav Baruch Amir Dageshem. Pshua Imer, he argues, he says, "Miyam Tov Achar Shel Chag," from the last day of Sukkot, and then that takes us through the winter again, but we begin on the last day of Yom Tov Sukkot. As the Mishnah explains, there are machlekes. Omri Bishur says to Rabbi Elazar, he says, now, since the whole concept about rain on the Yom Tov Sukkot is a curse, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, Naf Chavchas Mabeis, that when is it that one is allowed to leave the Sukkah? When it starts leaking in, and that is because that could be an analogy to a servant that's coming to serve a cup for his master to drink. And instead of drinking, the master goes and throws it in his face, and he says, "I don't want you to serve me." And that is when the rain comes into the sukkah, everybody leaves because everyone's already mitzvah. So it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that I don't want you to do my mitzvahs and go ahead and leave the sukkah. So therefore the whole concept about rain on sukkah's time is a curse. So therefore Rabbi Shua tells Rabbi Eliezer, Lamhu Masker, why would you say that you begin saying Gevuris Gesham, Mash Baruch Medigesham, the idea about rain when we start beginning the winter season on the first day of sukkahs? But it sounds like as if you're davening for rain to come, but the whole idea of rain on Sukkot is a curse. Why would we say in the beginning of Sukkot? Rather, it should be like me, that we begin saying it only at the end of Sukkot. And that only Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Shui, says, Afani lo yamarti lishol, I didn't say that anyone should ask, should daven for rain on Sukkot. In other words, like we'd say in the weekday davening of a Saint Talamata, that Hashem should please give the dew and the rain. All I was saying was that one should start recalling, which is in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which are not the bakashas, they're not the requests, they're the shmach, they're the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is just to start recalling that Hashem brings the winds and brings the rain come down, which that you begin saying when you say the gevuras of Geshamim, that's regarding Mashav Ruach HaMerad HaGeshem. So I'm not asking for it, but since it's the beginning of the winter season, when the rain starts coming, that's already in the first day of Sukkot, so you could start recalling it. But you're right, we don't want the rain to come, and therefore we don't say B'Sein Talamata, which is later on in davening, in Shemoneh Esrei, in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. But then Amalai, so Rabbi Shua responded back to Blaz. He says, Im Kain, if that's the case, so then why, when we reach Pesach time, do we stop saying Mashav Baruch HaMerad HaGeshem? Lo'ilam Yehei Masker, we should always go ahead and say Mashav Baruch HaMerad HaGeshem, because according to you, it's not directly related to the idea about asking. You're saying asking is we want it to come during the winter season. But then you said that, oh, so you begin saying it earlier in the first day of Sukkot, because that's not what we're asking. We're just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvach. So saying if that's the case, so you should always say Hashem Shvach about rain, because it's, even though during the summer months, which is, we don't want to have the rain, but it's okay because that's not a request. It's just saying Hashem is praise. So we should always say it. Now, however, as the Mishnah tells us, however, everyone agrees we do not ask for the rain only when it's near the time of the rain, which is by the winter season around Sukkot time, Tishrei Chesrin, that's when we start requesting for the rain. However, everyone agrees we don't ask for it in a time when it's not opportune. Now, the Mishnah brings a third opinion, which actually in the Gemara later on, the Gemara will quote in the Braisa that it's Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda says, he's coming to explain, he's saying in the name of Rabbi Shua, he says, someone that goes to daven for the Amid on the last day of the Yom Tov Sukkot. So although the second opinion mentioned on Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says you begin saying it on the last day of Sukkot, he defines exactly when is it then that you begin saying Masha Baruch Melech Hashem. He says, Ha'achrin Masker, the last one that goes to daven, in other words, the one who davens Musaf, he mentions Masha Baruch Melech Hashem. Harishon Eino Masker, the one who went to daven first, in other words, the Baal Shachris, he doesn't yet mention Masha Baruch Melech Hashem. Now, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, now, once we finish the winter season, when it's the first day of Pesach, Harishon Masker, the one who's davening Shachris, he still mentions Masha Baruch Melech Hashem. Ha'achron Eino Masker, however, the last one, in other words, the one who's davening Musaf, he already stops saying Masha Baruch Melech Hashem, because that's the end of the winter season. Now, the Gemara says that we open up the Mishnah with the question, beginning of the Masechta, when is it that we mention this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, which we explained as a reference to Masha Baruch Umarit HaGeshem, where we had three different opinions exactly when is it that we begin. But the Gemara asks, Tana Heche Koi Diktonim Emesai, where exactly is the Tana coming from that is asking, oh, when is it? In other words, from the fact that he's saying, Me Emesai, when is it? Obviously, he knows the Tana already, that there's an obligation to recall Kadosh Baruch Hu's might of rain. Now, where do we ever find that there is an obligation to say it, that now the Tana of our Mishnah is saying it? When should we say it? So the Gemara says, Tana Hasim Kai. Tana's going on the Mishnah, Masechtas Brachas. Tana, like we learned, says over there, Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim B'tchis HaMesim. There, the Mishnah talks about all the different things that have to be inserted at different times into Shemayin Esrei. And that is regarding Gevuras Gesham, again, which is Masha Baruch Merida Geshem, that is inserted in the second Bracha of Shemayin Esrei in Tchias HaMesim, which is the revival of the dead, which the rain has similar characteristics. V'shoylin B'berachas Hashem, and we request rain later on in Shemayin Esrei in the Bracha of Blessing of the Year. V'havdalah v'chein ados, and we mention on Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, when we make a havdalah separating between the holy and the profane, we do that in the Bracha of V'chein ados. Now, so we see the idea over there that it says Maskirin Kivuris Gesham B'tchis HaMesim. Now, V'katani, that's what our Mishnah takes from, continues from that idea and says Me'imasem Maskirin Kivuris Gesham. Now, when is it that we say it? Do we say it all year round? When do we begin saying it? When do we end saying it? Now, that the Gemara asks, but V'lesni Hasam, if it's being a continuation from the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas, why didn't they explain that over there? Ma'ishnod Shavkei Hacha, why did they wait, the Tana, to explain it over here? In other words, if you're saying that it's a continuation from Masechtas Brachas, which is in Seder Moed, so why didn't they explain it over there in Seder Zeroyim? Why would they wait for the next Seder of Mishnayos, of Gemara, to say it in Masechtas Moed, in Masechtas Tainus? Then the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, it's not a continuation when it says over here, Me'emesai, from their Masechtas Brachas. Rather, Tana Marisha Shana Salik. Actually, the Tana of this Mishnah, Masechtas Tainus, is a continuation of Masechtas Rish Hashanah, where both Rosh Hashanah and Tainus is in the same Seder of Moed. And therefore, you can't ask, why did they wait? Because since it's in the same order of Mishnayos, it's okay that it says it in a different Masechta. That now, like in the Mishnah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that says, U'b'chag nidoy nalamayim. That on Sukkot, there's different times of the year when there's specific judgments on different things. So it says that on Sukkot is when the world gets judged regarding its water. Now, v'aydi the Tana b'chag nidoy nalamayim. So now, that's where the Tana of Amrishta continues, that since we already defined that on Sukkot there's going to be a judgment on water, so the Tana understood that since on Sukkot we're being judged on the water, obviously there's a requirement to recall that idea about the water and to beseech Hashem and to make a request of Him that that bracha of the water should come, because if it's something that is a judgment, obviously it can go either way. So we have to be meratza and appease Hashem regarding that. And that's why Tana Me'emes HaMaskirin Gevurus Gesham, that's why he understood, look, we definitely have to be recalling this. It's one of the things that the world's judge, and therefore you have to make that request. So that's what the Tana of Mishnah says. So when is it that we mention this idea about this ritzui, this appeasement of saying the Shemach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of rain, of Masha Baruch HaMerdi Gesham? Now, but now the Gemara asks, so fine, so we know there was this idea, which is where the Tana of Mishnah continues from. However, the Gemara asks regarding the terminology of the Tana of the Mishnah. Should have just said in our Mishnah that when is it that we mentioned the rain? My gevuras gesham. What's this that says that we mentioned the might of the rain? So the Gemara explains. Because the rain comes down with Hashem's might. It says a pasuk in Eve. Hashem does great things beyond our understanding, and wondrous things beyond our counting. Now, Seven, it says a pasuk afterwards. It says, "Hanoisin matar al panei aretz," says that he places rain on the face of the earth. and that he sends the water on the outsides. Now, the Gemara asks, my mashma, where do we see from this pasuk that we're answering an idea about Gvura of Hashem regarding this pasuk, which is obviously talking about rain, but it's saying Adein Cheker, it's saying it's beyond our understanding, but where do we see that it's a Kozber of his might? So that Amar Abba Rashi explains, Asya Cheker Cheker Mibriyatza Shalom, because we understand the terminology of Ein Cheker beyond our understanding from the creation of the world, but it also says that term of Ein Cheker, and by the creation of the world, we see that it's called Gvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, because Ksiv Hach, it says over here by the rain, Oysa Gedoylois of Ein Cheker, Hashem does great things beyond our understanding. Uksiv Hashem says over there, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Halo Yadata, don't you know, Imlo Shemata, didn't you hear, Elikei Oylam Hashem, Hashem is the God of the world, Barik Tseis Haaretz, He created the edges of the earth, He doesn't get tired, he doesn't get worn out. There's no understanding to his for our understanding of his understanding. This is a blessing in Tehillim. He prepares the mountains with his might. He's girded with his strength. And therefore we see that just like it says by rain and says by the creation of the world, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world, it says Gevura, so to the rain, it's as if it said Gevura, and that's why we call it Gevuras Gesham. Now, the Gemara continues asking. So we know that there's an idea about Gevuras Gesham, and we know that there's a requirement of mentioning it because the world gets judged regarding the rain, so you have to go ahead and be Meratz Hashem. However, the Gemara asks, Menolan de Betfila, but how do we know that we make that Haskara, that remembrance, that recalling of it in Shemayna Esrei? So the Gemara answers the time, like Linda Bryce, it's passing in the Varm that says, La'avas Hashem Lekechem, to love Hashem your God, and to serve him with all your heart. Now, which service for Hashem is done with one's heart? One would say that's a reference to tefillah, to Shemayna Esrei. Now, and therefore, Ksiv Basra, it says afterwards in there, in the Pasuk, it says, that I will give the rain of your lands in its appropriate time, Yeru Malkash, the early and the late rains. Now, therefore, we see that these two go together, that one has to have, one has to have the Avodah Shebalev, which is Tefillah, regarding V'nasatim et ha'aretz chamita, regarding the rain, and that's how we know that this, that we have to be Maskil, the Geshamim, has to be in Shemayna Esrei, which is the Avodah Shebalev. Now, the Gemara continues with another statement from Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, and regarding this idea about recalling the rain, Gimel Mavteches B'yodah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are three keys that are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was not given over to one messenger together to have all three keys at the same time. Veilein, and these are them. Mavtech shel gesham, it's the key of rain. Mavtech shel chaya, it's the key of childbirth. Mavtech shel tchis meisim, it's the key of revival of the dead. As Gemara explains, as we find that all these three things are referred to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doing them. Mavtech shel gesham, we find the key of rain, as says a pasuk in Devarim. Yiftach Hashem locha, Hashem will open up for you, meaning, and not through a messenger, as Haytor HaTov, his great storage house, as Hashemayim, the heavens, loses Metar Arts Chabita, to give the rain of your lands in this appropriate time. So we see that the Metar, the rain, is through Hashem opening. Mavtech Shel Chayim Inayin, where do we know the key of childbirth? The Chassidic says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, V'yizkor Elokim es Rachel, says Hashem remembered Rachel. Vayishman, he heard, and we continue on to Amud Beis, Eleho Elikim, that God heard her. Vayiftach Ezrachma, and he opened up her womb, again, showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that has the key for childbirth. And finally, Mavtech Shel Tchias HaMeisim, how do we know the key of revival of the dead? The Chassidic says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, V'idatim Kani Hashem, that you will know that I am Hashem, and not a messenger. Befischi Es Kivur Seichem, when I open up your graves to then revive you from the dead, again, showing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that has that key. Now, b'merava amrin, Eretz Yisrael, they said, af mavtech shel panasa, a fourth key is also b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the key of a person's livelihood, except like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, peisech es yodecha, that you open up your hand, b'gayim, etc., where it then ends off, u'maspi l'chol chai rotzen, that Kadosh Baruch Hu satiates every person with his desire, with his needs. That's the idea about panasa, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu's yodecha. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, my time will look at Chashem Laha. So why didn't Rabbi Yechon consider this also as a fourth key? So Amalacha, he would tell you, because Gesham, Hayin Parnasa, rain is a person's livelihood, and therefore we already counted the key of rain, and therefore that already includes under that umbrella the key of Parnasa. And the Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. So we had this machlok exactly when is it that we begin. So the first opinion mentioned on Mishnah was, the Yazayim says that you begin saying, Mash Baruch Merida Geshem, Miyam Tov Harishon Shachag B'chulu. From the first day of Sukkot, that's when we begin saying Mash Baruch. Now, Ibar Lehu, the Gemara had the following question in understanding of Beleza's opinion. Rebbe Eliezer, Meheche Gamala. From what I did he learn? Again, we know that we have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might regarding rain, and that's a ritzui for him, because the world gets judged regarding it. Now, but where does he come from, Rebbe Eliezer, by saying that it's on the first day of Sukkot? And that is as follows. Milulav Gamala, did he learn it from Lulav? Or did he learn it from the water libations, which both of these things are done on Sukkot? And they both start on the first day. But the question is as follows. Milulav Gamala, did he learn this idea about saying Mashav Ruach from the midst of taking the Dal Minim, which that's similar to Lulav in the sense of just like these four Minim of the Dal Minim of Lulav cannot be around without rain. They only grow with rain, and they also provide a ritz and appeasement regarding water, as the Gemara explains in Masechet Sukkah. So too, the world cannot sustain itself without water, which is why we say Mashav Ruach Merida Gashem. And therefore, we would say Ma Lulav Bayayim, just like Lulav is taken only by daytime, which is Bayayim HaRishayim, not by night. So Afaskar Bayayim, so too the mentioning of Mashav Baruch Merida Geshem would only be done by day, and we would not mention it on the night of the first day of Sukkot. We would wait till tomorrow, which is when we start taking Lulav. Or maybe Minisach HaMayim Gamala, maybe we learn it out from the water libations, that Manisach HaMayim Urta, just like the water libations are done from the evening, as the Gemara explains in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that we already start filling up the vessels of water for the Nisach HaMayim already by the evening. The Amar Man, how do we know this? As it says, the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, U'minchasa miniskeim, that the menaches, the flower offerings, and their libations are afila balayla, are even by nighttime, and that is, although the karbanas are only brought by daytime, but the menaches and the nisachim can be brought at nighttime, so too the water libations could also be poured at nighttime. And therefore, afaskar meorta, so to the mentioning of Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem would also be mentioned according to Eliezer already from the evening of the first day of Sukkot, and we wouldn't have to wait till the next day if we were learning it from Lulav. So what is it? Is it learned from Lulav, and therefore you only start by day, or is it learned from Nisach HaMayim, which is already done from the evening? So Gemara says, Tashma Damer Bevo, says Lalam Derb Eliezer Elim Lulav. He only learns off from Lulav again, therefore we don't start saying Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem from the beginning of Yom Tov, which is by the nighttime. Rather we wait to the daytime. Now the Gemara explains this halach Bevo. That Igadamer, that those that say Bevo Gemara Gemirla, that he has this as a tradition from his Rebbeim, that this was the Messiah that it was learned from Lulav. Vigadamer, actually, those that say Masnit Shemila, he actually heard a Brisa that Reb Eliezer learned it out from Lulav. Which Gemara asks Mahi, what would that brisa be? The time like we learn the brisa says Me'imas Maskirin Al Gesham, which is the discussion of our Mishnah. When is it that we mention the reign of Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem? So Eliezer Oimim Mishas Netilas Lulav, where he says clearly that's from when one takes the lulav, which although that's on the first day, but it's referring it to it in context of the lulav again, which would be on the day, not from the evening before. Bishu Eimer, he argues like it does in our Mishnah, again, but here in the context of Lulav, Mishas HaNechasei, it's from when we put down the Lulav, when we make the last time the Bracha, which on the 7th, that's when we begin saying the Haskara of Mashav Baruch Merida Geshem. Now, Amar Eliezer, now they have a discussion, as they had in our Mishnah, regarding this Machlekes, do we begin at the beginning of Sukkot or in the end? So Eliezer says, Hoyel V'arbas Minim HaLolu. Since these dal minim, the lulav, the esrog, the hadas, and arava, ainin boi ne'el l'ratzas alamayim, they're only coming. Why do we use them? What's the idea behind the dal minim? Is to provide an appeasement regarding water. And that's why we do that. We shake it in the different directions regarding the dews and the rains. Now, and therefore, k'shem sh'arba minim ha'lolu yef sh'behem l'imayim, just like these dal minim. They cannot have been around without water. That's the reference that they're describing, that the world also cannot sustain itself without water. And therefore, just like we take the lulav from the first day of Sukkot, so do we start mentioning Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem from the first day of Sukkot? Now, Amar Rabbi Shua, he says, wait a second. Rain on Sukkot is a curse, as we explained in the Mishnah, because when it rains, everyone has to leave the Sukkot. It's like the master throwing the cup of water in his face. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Avani lo yamarti lishol el hasker. I didn't say that we should ask for rain on Sukkot. You're right. We don't want it to rain on Sukkot. I just had to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvach. Now, and he answers basically Rabbi Yeshua's question as follows. He says, K'shem sh'tchiz ha-meisim masker kolash ha-nakula, just like tchiz ha-meisim, which is the second bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. We mentioned the entire year. Now, ve'ein el bezmano, it only has its appropriate time. It doesn't happen every day. Kach maskim gevurz k'sham kolash ha-nakula. So too, you could mention the Masher Ruach and the Geshem the entire year, even during the summer months. If you want to mention it, he says, yeah, I would agree, you could say it. Now, because ve'ein el bezmanon, now that's in spite of the fact that it's only appropriate in its appropriate time. Now, lafikach and ba'lahaska kolash ha-nakula maska, therefore, if you want to mention the whole entire year, you could mention it the whole entire year, and therefore the same thing I would say regarding Sukkot, that although we're right, we don't want it then, it has to come in its appropriate time, but the shvach of it, the praise of Hashem, you could say whenever you want to, even on Sukkot or even in the summer months. Now, to counter that, Rabbi Omer, he says, Omer ani, I say, mishoshem mafsik l'shayla, when you stop asking for the rain, which is on Pesach, that you stop saying v'sein talamotar in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, that's when you also stop mentioning the Hazkara, the remembrance, the Shvach of the Gevurah Kesham HaShem's might. Now, what Rebbe's coming to say is, now, therefore you can't say anymore what Rabbi Eliezer was responding to Rabbi Yeshua. You can't say that, oh, if you want to mention the whole entire year, you can mention it, which was, he was answering that, that's why you could say it on Sukkot too. It's not true. In the summer months, you cannot mention it. You stop on Pesach, because you only mention the might of Hashem in the time when you actually want it, when you're saying it by Baruch Aleinu. And therefore, in Sukkot 2, you cannot mention it, since it's not a Sema Bracha then, rather like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you're not going to be saying the She'ela for it, the request of it, you're not going to mention the Haskara, the Shvach, the praise of it. Now the Brisa continues with other opinions which weren't mentioned in our Mishnah. Pidman Maseir Omer, he says, B'sheini b'chag humasker. Actually, you start saying Masher Ruach HaMelech Geshem on the second day of Sukkot. Kiva Omer, he says a different opinion. He says, B'shishi b'chag humasker. You say it on the sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Huda Meshur, Rabbi Shua Omer, he says, as he said in our Mishnah, his opinion, which in here in the Brisa it says that it's in the name of Rabbi Shua, that ho'ivil of neha teva b'yamta b'achar shalchag. Someone who goes to daven for the Amen on the last day of Sukkot. So then ha'achar, the one who's coming to daven Musaf, he's masker. He starts the saying of Masher Ruach HaMelech Geshem. Harish, the first one, the one who daven Shacharis, the Bracha of Tefillas Yaitzer, he's in a masker. He doesn't yet mention Masher Ruach HaMelech Geshem. Now that's when we're starting it off in the beginning of the winter time. By the end, B'yam Tavrishon Shal Pesach, by the first day of Pesach, which is the beginning of the summer, Harishon Masker, the one who's davening Shacharis, he still mentions Masher Ruach HaMelech Geshem. Ha'achron Eina Masker, the one who's the last one, in other words, the one who's Musaf, he doesn't mention, and then no one mentions anymore, then that's the cessation of saying Masher Ruach HaMelech Geshem for that year. Now that's the Brisa. So the Gemara asks, Shabbat Kamali Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Eliezer seems to have a good answer, response to Rabbi Yeshua, and that is he said that, look, Tchis HaMeisim, we say it the whole entire year, although it's not the time yet for Tchis HaMeisim. So too he was saying, Gevurah Kesham, also you should be able to say that entire year if you want to, because although there's only a certain time when it's going to happen, when it's necessary, when it's appropriate, same thing is by Tchis HaMeisim, yet we still always say it, and hence he wanted to follow that logic by saying, so Sukkot also, even though it's not a Sima Bracha to ask for it then, that it should happen, but you should still be able to be masquerade, and just like by Tchis HaMeisim, that we don't ask for it because it has to come in its appropriate time, but you still mention it, so to Gevurah Kesham, you should be able to mention it. So now the Gemara says, I'm not sure, Rabbi Shur would tell you, though, that there's a difference between Tchis HaMeisim and Gevurah Kesham. Because Bishlam Tchis HaMeisim Masker, you understand, yes, we always say in every davening, Tchis HaMeisim, the revival of the dead, the Kula Yem is Manihu, because essentially every day, all day, is its time. It could happen any time that Mashiach will come, Tchis HaMeisim will happen. El Gesham, but regarding rain, Kol Emes Te'asin Zimnayuhi, you think that any time rain comes, it's the appropriate time? Meaning, although there's a certain time when we know that it happens, is that it's going to happen. But you think any time that it could happen is appropriate? It's not. But it's not because we learn in the Mishnah later on that says, Yatza Nisan Yav Yad Gesham, if Nisan passes, which is by the summer months, and then it rains, Sima Kalalahim, it's a sign of a curse. It's not good to rain then. Like it says a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, it says, "Halakitzir chitim hayim." Now is the time today of reaping the wheat. Now, begam etc. Where the pasuk there says, with Shmuel was cursing the Jewish people, where it says, "Ekra el Hashem." He says, "I'm going to call out to Hashem." He's going to give the thunder and the rain. Udu'uru'u, and you're going to know and see, ki ra'aschem ra'am, because you had a great evil, asher asisim en Hashem, that you did in the eyes of Hashem, l'sholachem melech, because you're asking for a king. You should have not have wanted a king. And therefore, although it's the summer months, I'm going to ask that you get punished and that it rains. Now, but one thing that we see is that since it's not the time for it, therefore it's not going to be good, and therefore we won't mention it, and therefore the same thing is going to be regarding the Yom Tov Sukkos, that actually it's different than Tchis HaMeisim, since it's not Dizmanoi, therefore we're not going to be maskered, and that's why he says that you only start saying at the end of Sukkos, and not in the beginning of Sukkos like Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara quotes from the Braisa, it says, he says, B'shein b'chag hu masker. Says, in the second day of Sukkos is when you start saying it. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Huda ben Maaseir, what's the reason for him? Meaning everyone else, we had a reason so far. In the beginning, because either you learn it from Lulav, or by the end, which because we don't want to say it during Sukkos. But why on the second day of Sukkos? So that the Gemara brings it down, like we learned the Braisa. Rabbi Huda ben Maaseir, he says, Nemen b'sheni, it says regarding the Karbanos of the second day of Sukkos, it says, Vinis kehem, and their libations, which is obviously a reference on one carbon. Now, v'nem b'shishi, now on the sixth day of Sukkot, it also says a different terminology. It says, unasecheho, and its libations. Then it says, v'nem b'shvi, it says on the seventh day of Sukkot, it says, kimishpatam, as their laws. And that is, we find by all these 3 days of Sukkot, on the second day, on the sixth day, and on the seventh day, where it has extra letters. Because regarding the Yom Sheni, it should have said, v'niska, yet it has v'niskehem, has extra mem. By the sixth day, it should have also said Viniska and its libation. Every day had its libation. Why say Unesacheha? So there's an extra yud over there. And we have the seventh day, it could have just said Kimishbat. Why say Kimishbat Dam? It has extra mem. So that the Gemara says, Hari mem yud mem. We have an extra mem from the second day, extra yud on the sixth day, and extra mem on the seventh day. Harei ken mayim. That spells out the word of water. Mikan rem is lenisacha mayim in the Torah. That's an allusion to the water libations from Torah law, and that is, since these are extra letters, it comes to make this extra word of Mayim. So that's the remez for that we do this avodah of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. Now, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Maaseir says, since you find this allusion on water, again, which is Nisach HaMayim, there's a lot of avodah of water, which one of them is saying, Mashem Rechem HaDegeshem, on the second day, so that's why we go ahead and start saying on the second day. The Gemara asks, "Umayshin b'sheni d'naka," but why did he pick the second day? There's an allusion to it on the second day, and the sixth day, and the seventh day. Why would he say that's when we begin saying it? So then the Gemara answers, "The chiremizi lehu b'kra," because where does the Torah allude to it? B'sheni hu d'remizi begins its allusion on the second day. Hekach b'sheni mitkarin, and therefore we start saying it on the second day. That's why, since it starts it over there, the first mem is there on the second day. That's when we start beginning our remembrances of the water, which is Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem. Kiva Aymer, he argued, as we saw in the Braisa, says, B'shisha B'chag HuMaske, we say it on the sixth day, that's when we begin saying the sixth day of Sukkos. The reason is, Shenem B'shisha, because on the sixth day it says, Unesocheho, and its libations. Now, B'shnei Nisuchen HaKasam Adaba, the Pasuk is talking about two different libations on one carbon, which is Echad Nisach HaMayim, Echad Nisach HaYayin, which is the water libations, and the wine libations. Now, as Rashi explains, although there's a plural, let's say regarding the other day where it says on the second day, v'niskehem, and their libations, but that is mashma that it's going on many different karbanas. That the libations of many karbanas, yes, there's many of libations of many karbanas. That's why Rabbi Akiva didn't darshan it from there. But regarding the sixth day, it says unesachaha, its libations on one thing is many libations. So there you see a reference to more than just the regular Nisach HaYayin, the wine libations which are brought throughout the entire year. That's coming to include other libations, which again is that reference of the water libations, which that's when we begin bringing it. We bring it on the whole circus, but that's again when we're going to start referencing it for our tefillah, that of Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem. Now, the Gemara asks, V'eim etaver dechamra, how do you know? Maybe say that unesachaha, its libations, maybe that there's an extra libation of wine. How do you know that there's water? So the Gemara says no, because Savala Kribid Maaseri, he holds the Kribid Maaseri's drasha of the illusion of the mem, the yud, and the mem, which includes Nisach HaMayim. The Amar Remizi Mayuhu, he said that there is allusion for the Nisach HaMayim in the Torah, which we know we bring throughout the Yom Tov Sukkos. Now, and therefore, since we know that there has to be water, when it's adding on another one on the sixth day, is a reference not just to wine, but also of water, and that's why we go ahead and we begin it on the sixth day. But then the Gemara asks, we continue on top of Gimel Mad Aleph. If he does hold the Hurin Maseir, it's drasha of the Mem on the second day, the Yud on the sixth day, and the Mem on the seventh day. So name Kavase, then they should have said like him, that you begin saying it on the second day, as we said, because since that's the beginning of the Mem, Yud Mem, so that's when you should start saying it. Why does he wait till the sixth day? I think Mark explains, Ksav Reb Kiva, he holds, Kiksiv Nisachi Seira, where do we find an extra libation, is Beshishu Dichsiv. It's only on the sixth day of Sukkot. And that is, from the word Unasachaha, its libations, we find two nisuchen are said on the sixth day. That's why you begin saying it on the sixth day. So it's a combination of, yeah, but then we had, how do you know that that extra libation is going to be a reference to water, maybe to wine? That's what the Mem Yud Mem of Mayim helps to say, that no, you can't say that it's wine, it has to be water, as Rabbi Yehuda says. But to begin to saying it on the second day, that you don't see anywhere that there should be an extra libation over there. Because again, it says a plural, but it's going on because of plural of the carbonus. And therefore, it could just mean every carbon having its one libation, that of wine. That's why it says it only begins on the sixth day, where there it says that one carbon is going to have two libations, which is a reference to the wine and to the water. And that's why, according to B'Kiva, we begin saying Mashiach Ruach Medageshem, not on the second day, but rather on the sixth day of Sukkot.